Hi, I'm Christine Wurtzen. As a communicator, I'm passionate about showcasing the beauty of the gospel and bringing to light the powerful implications of new birth in Christ. As daughters of promise, we are much loved children of our Heavenly Father. So I hope you'll join me for the next 2 minutes. You're listening to Daughters of Promise. Various numbers have eternal significance in the Bible. The number 7 is one of them, and 40 is another. The 7th place in a genealogical line is often significant, and none more than in the lines of Cain and Seth. Lamech, from Cain's line, perpetuated violence. They were like their father, only worse. Enoch, from Seth's line, perpetuated righteousness. True and unwavering, he was like his father, only better. I have learned this, that the righteous and unrighteous propensities in family lines escalate. Nothing stays the same, because each generation plants seeds that produce a harvest, because God put us in a sowing and reaping world. Oh, the beauty of Enoch's life! We only know 2 things about him. He walked with God, and God took him home and spared him the experience of a physical death. He walked with God, as did his first mother and father in the Garden of Eden. Enoch cultivated the same relationship and turned away from everything that would threaten it. You know, life in the Garden of Eden is envied. I long for perfection, but even more, I long for fellowship with God that has no cobwebs. The Christian life is an upward climb, and I take each step relying on God for the grace to desire Him above all other things. My daily prayer is, show me your glory. For Daughters of Promise, I'm Christine Wurtzen.